Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, The Spark That Ignites the Fire. Daniel 11:36 through 45 presents the character and career of Antichrist. He, him, and his are mentioned 24 times in these verses, always in reference to Antichrist. His career, then, is dealt with in Daniel 11:40 through 45. I see Daniel 11, and in particular, verse 44, very probably intersecting with the Gog and Magog event described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. The language of Daniel 9:27 relates that Antichrist will enter into a very strong seven-year covenant with Israel. It will be so strong that Antichrist will consider an attack on Israel as an attack on his own territory. Throughout the whole preceding chapter in Daniel 11, the king of the south has been in reference to Egypt, and the king of the north has been in reference to Syria. Consistency demands that this is still the case, as we now come to Daniel 11:40. At the time of the end, that is the day of the Lord, the 70th week of Daniel, the tribulation period, the king of the south, Egypt, and the king of the north, Syria, will apply a pincer military move on Israel, which will be seen by Antichrist as an attack upon his territory since he is in a covenant relationship with Israel. We read in Daniel 11:40, at the time of the end, the king of the south, that's Egypt, shall attack him, Antichrist, and the king of the north, Syria, shall come against him, Antichrist, with a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, with many ships, and he, Antichrist, shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through. I take it that this pincer move by Egypt and Syria is the spark that ignites the fire of Gog and Magog. Antichrist will then respond with dominant force, coming out of Europe and sweeping through the various countries en route to the Middle East. Daniel 11:41 says, he shall also enter the glorious land, Israel, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon, Jordan. From a Jewish perspective, the glorious land can only mean Israel. Antichrist will go straight through Israel and not bother to cross the Jordan River into the country of Jordan, that is, Edom, Moab, and Ammon. Daniel 11:42 and 43 continues, he shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. He shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. Also the Libyans and Ethiopians shall follow at his heels. Antichrist will then take his army down south and plunder Egypt, as well as the Libyans and the Ethiopians, Sudan. We read then in Daniel 11:44, but news from the east and the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go out with great fury to destroy and annihilate many. With his army positioned way down south, suddenly Antichrist will get the troubling news that his territory, Israel, is again under attack, this time from the east and from the north. The two principal players will be Iran from the east and Magog and associates from the north. However, before Antichrist can react and get his armies into position to defend Israel, God intervenes and wipes out Gog and Magog on the mountains of Israel. It may well be that, consistent with his intention to destroy and annihilate many, Antichrist will then claim credit for the destruction of Gog and Magog. Compare Revelation 13:4. The challenge will then be who to believe, the two witnesses or the competing claims of Antichrist. The two witnesses will make it clear that Yahweh, the covenant God of Israel, has protected them. Antichrist will claim he has supernatural power and will go on to claim to be God Almighty. 2 Thessalonians 2:4. With the Muslim factor essentially eliminated, the makeup of the armies of Gog being essentially from Muslim nations, Antichrist will now aggressively position himself for a hostile takeover of the entire world. In Revelation 13:4, we read, "So they worshiped the dragon, who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast," Antichrist, "saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" Antichrist will then go into the temple, declare himself to be God Almighty. Daniel 11:45 says of Antichrist, "And he shall plant the tents of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and no one will help him." That's the end of Antichrist's career. Antichrist will make the Temple Mount his religious headquarters. "Yet he shall come to his end, and no one will help him." His demise is succinctly stated in 2 Thessalonians 2:8, where we read, "And then the lawless one will be revealed," that's the Antichrist, "whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming." Antichrist will have his moment in the sun, but then the sun, S-O-N, will destroy him, and he will be found helpless in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maranatha, our Lord comes. Lord, we thank you that you're sovereign. We thank you that we know the end of the book, the end of the story, how it will ultimately conclude, and it will conclude with Jesus Christ reigning supreme. We thank you for the truth of the scriptures. Help us to live accordingly. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.